from the very heart of evergreen forests. Under the starry sky of the desert, with the radiance of silver-colored sand, in the midst of proud mountains. Close up, Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. I am now in Mazandaran province, in the beautiful city of Behshahr. Today, we have an exciting travel. A travel in time. To how many years ago are we going to travel? 2,000 years ago? Oh no. 7,000 years ago? No. 10,000 years ago? No. Higher than that. Let me tell you the story. We're going to travel to about 12,000 years ago, and maybe much more than that figure. Again, our travel is very exciting. We're going to travel to the ancient cave of Hotu. Hotu Cave is located in Terugen village in western Behshahr County. This village is known globally for its discovery of antiquities which belong to the primitive human beings. Hotu Cave is the oldest residence of the primitive human beings. Archaeologists have found the remains of human skull in Hotu Cave. By putting the remains of the skulls beside each other, the archaeologists have found that these skulls are different with the skulls of Neanderthals and mostly look like today's human skull. This is one of the most important discoveries of archaeologists, which is known as Hotu Man, and includes skeletons of a mature man and woman as well as the skeleton of a young woman. These discoveries were done in 1951 by a team led by Professor Carleton Stevens Kuhn from the University of Pennsylvania. The images of this discovery are available in the archive of the University of Pennsylvania Museum of Archaeology and Anthropology. I am now in Hotu Cave. The importance of the cave, as well as the value of the antiquities which have been found in this cave, are so high that researchers call this cave the gold mine of anthropologists. Visiting such a valuable and amazing historical site is really exciting, and honestly, I'm very excited. Oh, above my head, just in the middle of the Hotu cave, there is a big gap where I can see the blue sky. Dr. Hassan Fazeli, professor of archaeology from the University of Tehran, has interesting views about the Hotu cave. During the time you're listening to his statements, I try to imagine the way cavemen lived in this part of the cave.
This cave is one of the oldest ancient caves of Iran, which tells the story of humans' last years of life in cave, his exit from the cave, and the start of his residing in villages. This story is extremely valuable from the worldview. It seems that Mazandaran used to be one of the major economic hubs of the world history, and just like other regions of the Middle East, has been valuable from the point of view of understanding how agriculture started in the Middle East region.
Once the entire city of Behshar was beneath the Caspian Sea and the residents hunted seals residing near the cave.
Gradually, with the water level falling, they started agriculture and animal husbandry.
Let me tell you something interesting. Dr. Fazali, whose voice you just heard, has already led a team of Iranian archaeologists who have recently found the skeleton of a 6 to 8 month old baby in their excavations of the Hotu cave. This skeleton has been discovered in the layers of post-Paleolithic period of the cave. Another amazing thing is that this baby has been buried while seated. Around the baby's skull is decorated with red color by ochre, and that the baby has an interesting and bizarre necklace around the neck. The necklace has 3 wolf teeth among its beads. This necklace is among the first discoveries of such kind of ornaments in Iran, which has been made by hunter humans. Oh, I'm really excited and need some fresh air. I have to get out of the cave and take a walk. Until next time, goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.